Weiter in Shasfir Chulin Daf Memeches. Speaking up at the top of the page, three lines down, end of the line. Amarav Yosef Barman Yumi, Amarav Nachman, Reya Hasmucha Ledofen, Ein Choshishin La. If you have a lung that's attached to the side of the chest cavity, okay, like on the, like by the ribs, then we are not worried to think that the reason that happened is because there was a hole at the lungs and then it attached to it. Rashi says, "Asmuchel adofen dvukel betzlos chosh ein chosh shin la." We're not worried for it. That shem nikva elatalinan reusa bedofen beaminan dofen zemaka isabo. That there was a problem with the dofen, in other words, with the ribs or with the chest cavity. That had a wound, and because of that, ukishachaisa kolta real etzla, and therefore they ended up getting attached to it. But if the lung has blisters, Rashi says helsa rea tzmachin, that's malin sevivos smichsa ledofen right next to it. Then hol v'chazina bariu. So we see there's an issue. Talina lamakar bedida. We're told that it's on the issue with it itself. Mar Yehuda mishved avim yama. He said echazev v'chazet. Said, both of them are choshish. Even if there are no blisters going on, they're still going to be choshish. Hechavdinan. So what do we do? We have a chashash, but how do we end up knowing what the deal is? Whether it was because of the lungs is the issue, and if it's a tray for it's the ribs are the issue, and if it's not. Amarava Ravin Bar Shaba Asbirali. Amar Shaba came and explained to me that my sinan sakina de cholish puma, we bring a knife whose edge is thin and very sharp, says Rashi, the cholish Pume is a piv chadud v'dak v'chotech yaf. It cuts really well. Shaloi kare, it's not going to krum. Hare, it's not going to tear the membrane of the lung. V'moshko osam in a duf when you pull it away from the ribs. And then what do? We go and we separate the lung from the side over there. And then we do an inspection, see what the story is. Yikir reyusa v'dufin t'lina v'sadufin. If we see that there's a problem with the chest wall at the where it's connected, then we say, oh, it's because of that. And therefore it's kosher. V'lo, v'lo machus reyahu. And if not, there's no problem with the actual chest wall, then we're going to say, oh, that this issue is coming from the actual lung itself. And therefore, there's going to be a problem. It's going to be trefa. U'trefa v'afagav d'lo kamafka zika. And it's going to be trefa even though there's no air that's coming out of it, right? So all the water tests afterwards, and I can really help you. Even if there's nothing coming out, we're going to say that it's a problem because the membrane that goes over it, this like the scab that comes, is not going to help. Rav Nechemya bar Rav Yosef bar the glab b'psore. He said, no, you go and you check it in this lukewarm water. Rashi says la'achas shepirkuha umatzu makar b'dofen. He said, even if you find that there's a problem with the chest wall and there's not a problem with the reyah seemingly, you still have to go check. Umatzu makar b'dofen minach b'yechba. You blow into it v'yim v'atzvitza. Matzvitza Maya Trefa Shari Nikfan. If the water starts to bubble, there's a problem. So we saw like this. If it's attached to it, we go and we check. If we see that there's nothing on the chest wall, then we say there's a problem because it's from the lung. If we see there's something on the chest wall, they say it's a chest wall in the lung, it's fine, and then you're good. But Rechemi says, no, even on the chest wall, you still do the blowing up thing. Amalei, Marzucha Breder, Avhuna Breder, Av Popular, Avina, he says back, Hadra of Nechemia, that which he just said now, that even if the chest wall is the problem, you still check it. Had the Rav Nechemya bar Rav Yosef atuna hamastisol, you are connecting it to this, like this example right now, where you find it's connected to the chest wall. Anan, but we say no. That statement that he made was on something else entirely. At the Rav hamastisol, we go and we say this is talking about a din that Rava says on we saw earlier in Mem Vavim Beis. Dama Rava, hani taite uni derea de sricha nadad. If you have the case of these two lobes of the lungs that are, you know, attached to one another, less libitikusa lachshure, they don't have a possibility of examining that that shows the lungs to be airtight to make sure that they're going to be mutter, because the animal has to be a treif of man of shach. Of the chamei, Rav Yosef badik labepshari. So he is now not being lechomer like we just said. It's actually being lekula. He says, no, you can actually check if I put it in lukewarm water, and if the water didn't bubble, then then they say there's no issue. Then we say the animal's going to be kosher. Maskel v'Ravashi, hi my bishlam mahacha. Now what are you talking about? How could you say that? In the area where the lungs are attached to the chest wall. So we have two different options of what it could be. And therefore we say, oh, it's not the lungs, it's the chest wall, and therefore it's going to be fine. It's kosher. Avalhasam, in the case of the unya, the two lobes are attached to one another. If this one has a hole, that one's a trefa. This one's a hole, that one's a trefa. Either way, it's going to be a problem with one of the lobes. Rashi says, Gabi tarti une, michti sircha zu, this attachment, this adherence, it's adhering one to the next, attached to it. Machmas maka isa, haimi nayu de inkif trefa. Either way, which one of as a whole, it's going to be treifa. V'ayid lo mafka zika krum ala ba ustama. The reason why there's no wind coming out is because it was this membrane that came over and closed it up. But it's going to be treifa either way, so how could you say this test is going to do anything? That test is not going to help you at all. So you can't say that. Can't say that second version of Rebbe Nechemya. Now, we mentioned that if there's a blister on it, then we're going to say, oh, yeah, it's a problem with the actual lung itself. It's a trephon. Yom Rav Nachman, did you really say that? From Rav Yosef Barman Yumi, Yom Rav Nachman, Rashi says, is it really true that also tzmachim choshen lam, eklal de'i pshitalan, the nikfa rea, lo mahani lo stimas the dofen? Is that really true? From Rav Yosef Barman Yumi, Rav Nachman himself, rea she nikfa v'dofen sotma ksheira. If the lung was punctured and the chest wall seals up the hole, it's kosher. So we see that Rav Nachman holds that a puncture of the lungs doesn't make it a trephon. If it's sealed up by the chest wall, so how could it be that Rav Nachman said earlier that if it's connected the lung to the chest wall, cause a hole in the lung is going to make it a trefa. If it's sealed by the chest wall, it's fine. That's Gemara lo kasha. Hasam bimkom revisa, where Rav Nachman said that the chest wall is a good seal. He's talking about a case where the lung is connected to the chest wall in the place of growth. Rashi explains, meaning to say that it's the place where the lung and the chest, they grow as one, and therefore they're always active. Rashi says, "Malkam sereiv adofin gedelin kachad usmuchin tamed the lomifik he sircha hilkach ksher." Therefore, it's going to be kosher, and that's when we say there's not a problem. There's nothing that's going to, nothing's pulling it apart. There's not an issue over there. But Hacha, Rav Nachman said that the chest was not a good seal. What's he talking about? He's talking about where? Shalobim Komer Visa. It's not a place of where it grew together. Right? This hole is on a part of the lung that doesn't naturally lie against the chest wall. And therefore, it's going to tend to pull away from the chest wall, and it's not a good seal. Vehechamakom Revisa. Where is that place of Revisa, of growth? Chituche Deune. It's at the place of the separation of the lobes of the lung. The three upper lobes of the right lung and the two upper lobes of the left lung. That's when it's going to be fine. And where is this literally, where is this located? It's the upper part of the lung. It lies in the narrow forward part of the chest near the neck. And therefore, it's always naturally flush against the chest wall. And that is going to be something with it. That's going to be something which is, that's where it grows. And that's where it's going to be good. Okay. Gufa. Amar v'yisam amir. Amar v'nachem. We said that reyash and nikva v'dofen sozbuk shever. If the lung is punctured and the chest wall is sealing it up, then it's going to be kosher. Amar avina v'hud esvich bevisra. That's only if it's enmeshed with the meat. That that's between the ribs, but not stuck to the ribs themselves. Rashi says shin is beches v'neches is areya bebasar shebein bevisra tzlos to have a stima. Shirira de lo mifrika. Ava but slow satsman ain zusircha kayamas. It's got to be like intertwined with it. It's got to be attached to the meat, not to a bone. And the lung's got to be attached to meat, not bone. The lung is to be enmeshed in the meat, not just stuck to it, because if it's the bones, then it's just going to come off of it. Amar le Rav Yosef le Ravina. Ay. Vi lo savich my trefa. My trefa? My. Trefa. Vilosavich mai, and if it's not, such like a misubach, you know, the word misubach in Hebrew is like complicated. So when everything is like entangled one with the next, so and if not, then what's going to be the din? If it's not connected with the meat between the ribs, the din is going to be it's trefa. Alma mina nukuvi. So it comes out, kum d'chayis, that even though it's flush against the chest wall, we say it's actually a trefa before it becomes enmeshed over there. She says, even so, it's going to be kosher once it becomes all entangled. We see that the stima does help for something that got a hole in it. Says Gemara, if so, then even when it's even enmeshed, it should still be a trefa. If chalila v'chas, rachmana litzlan, a man has a problem with his male membrane, right, with the ama, with his gid. Rashi says, Nikev a gid. Let's say there's a little hole that comes into the gid of a person. Pasam shim krus shofcha. Mepnei shu shoseis, v'enu yor kecheitz doesn't shoot like an arrow. V'karmelon kol shofcha zera, shenu yor kecheitz in a molid. The Gemara says, if it doesn't shoot strong, if the zera is never shoot strong, they're not able to have a child. So v'chmona son, this happens, then what happens is, it's possible because it's dripping out and it doesn't shoot out. Nistam kasha mepnei shu molid. But if it gets closed up, then it's going to be good. Rashi says, nitlam echa mecha achar ekein kasha levo bekal mepnei shu molid. He's able to go and to marry whoever he wants because of the fact that he's able to have children. V'zeo psul shechoz alechsheo. This is a psul that can go back to its original state of kashrus. V'zeu, the fact that it says, and this is the one that can be bad and can become good again, what's coming to exclude? Lav demutei kegavna, isn't coming to exclude this case? In the case where the lung gets punctured, it's a trefa. Then it gets enmeshed in the chest wall with the flesh, with the basar. And it's telling us that this is a psul that doesn't go back to its state of kashrus. So Ravina's thing that the punctured lung is a treif until it becomes an admission in the chest wall, then it's going to be good. It seems to go against that. So it's going to be low. That's not what's coming to exclude. Someone's excluding something else entirely. Lema'ute krum sha'ala machmas maka bereya. It's excluding a scab that comes on the forms of, because of a wound on the lung that ends up sealing the puncture. The eno krum. The teacher says that's not a proper sealant. Rashi says the eno krum of a stimas dofen stima malusri. But if it's the actual chest cavity, that is a good seal. So therefore, that would be fine. So let's say we're dealing with the case that actually the dofen closed it up. The chest wall covered up and sealed it off. So then ilu inkif bedofen lahadam mai. Trefa. Let's say it's sealed off. If the chest wall itself then got punctured opposite the punctured lung, so that air now escapes from the lung through the chest wall thing, what's going to be the din? It says trefa. And that's going to be like where you have a hole in the chest wall, it's going to make an amato trefa. Listening to kuva sadofen, so our mission should have said also a hole in the chest wall. Why isn't that put into the list? Rashi says, listening to kuva sadofen, nikuva sadofen, bahadi shar trefas, the yesh bahema, shenitrafa bakachas, bahema can be nitra, with just a hole in the chest wall. So it's more of a lita mech according to you. Hadam Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochan, mara shenikva vakavit so tamta. Let's say the gallbladder got a hole in it, and the kavi, the liver, came along and closed it off. It's going to be kosher. But you could say over there, ilu inkuv kavi lada mai trefa. But if the liver were to go ahead and then get a puncture opposite the area of the gallbladder, right? So now the bile is going to come from the gallbladder through the punctured liver over the answer trefa. Listing the kuvas kavi, they should have put that one in the list also. Ella kinikva de lav mine mitrefa lokatani. You have to say that when you have a case of punctured where it's not because of the punctured organ itself, that it becomes a trefa, that we're not dealing with that case. The Mishnah is not putting in those cases of an extreme case. Al-Khanami here also, where it's not that there's an issue with the hole of the chest wall itself, but when it's attached, then it creates a new portal that it's going to come out from there. We're not dealing with those cases. Kevin Delab Minei Mitrefa, since it's not a problem with the Mineu Bay, it's just a flaw in the lung. Lokatani didn't put it as one of the list. Okay, now we spoke of the fact that we have blisters on the actual rea or on the lung itself, but we were only talking about that when it was actually connected to the chest wall. What happens if it wouldn't be connected to the chest wall and there were blisters on the lung itself? Came and asked the following question. Hel sot smach in mao. What happens if there's just blisters on the lung? What would be the din in such a case? Which is hainu muglath. It's like these pus-filled swellings. What's the din? Amalei said, says Shmuel, k'sher it's kosher. Amalei afani omer kein. Rabbi Berchana said to Shmuel, I also agree. Elo shatalmidim mizdanzin badavar. But they're unclear about it. Rashi says, megamgamin. They're stuttering about it. The Amr of Masma. Of Masa says, mal yamugla trefa. That if it's full of pus, then it's actually going to be trefa. Mayim zakim kshir, but if it's full of clear liquid, then it's going to be kosher. Amalei, so Shmuel said, ahi bekulya itmar. He said back, that din of Rav Masa was said about a kidney. That's what that's referencing, when there's a problem with the kidney. Not in reference to the lung. In the case of the lung, a blister is not going to be problematic, whether it's liquid or it's pus, doesn't matter. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef Havakasil Basrei the Rabbi Yirmiyah Beshuka de Tabchi. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef was walking behind Rabbi Yirmiyah in the market of butchers. Chazinu lehanach de kaimin tzimchi tzimchi. He saw that there were these lungs that were full of tzimchi rashisani mugla. These are blisters. Amar lei. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said, he wanted to get out of Rav Yirmiyah, what's going to be done? So he said, Lo bo yamar umsa. His master, don't you want to buy some meat? Maybe you should buy some meat here. Rashi's rotsa hayu ledas im yachshirenu umlav. He just wanted to know if he's going to machshir such a thing or not. Amalei says back to him, Leslie Prite, nah, I don't have any cash on me. Like, he's avoiding the answer. Rashi says, docheo. He's like, nice try. I don't have any money. Amalei says back to him, oh, that's okay. Afganana. Like, I'll take care of it. Rashi says, dabachim yakifu li ba'amana. Like, you know, I'll put on credit. Kimo achenvini makif loshan amana. Like, you trust me. It's going to be good. Amalei me'avid lach. Rami said back to him, he says, what can I do for you? The when this case came in front of Rav Yochanan, and he asked, what's the din? When it was asked, like, what's the din in such a case? Mishadar lehu lekamed Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. He would send it up to Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. Demori ba mishmed Rav Elazar Rav Shimon leter, and he would be Mikel in the name of Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, v'lei lo sriole. But Rav Yochanan himself didn't actually hold of this kula. Rashi says, L'Rebbe Yochanan lo sfir le'lach shirayu mitchof nami le'retarif le, but he didn't want to make a treif ni'alayu de'lo shmir le'mirah because he didn't hear from his Rebbe. So like, you know, trying to avoid this because I don't know what to tell you. Amarava ki hava misaginan basedu of Nachman. When I would walk behind him, Rashi says, as linan, that's a lashon, masgi lashon posei. When I would walk behind him, Nachman b'shuka, I would walk behind him in the market, beep, turn the page. Memchas amud beis. B'shuka de gildai, with all the people that made leather, when the leather workers, Rashi says, ratzanim, v'amala b'shuka d'abanan, or others say, in the rabbi's market, then what would happen? He would see these lungs that were full of chazi anach de kaimon kande kande. They were full of these blisters that have all these pouches. Rashi says to make him gedolim kfeidim bereya, very heavy like blisters that were on the lungs. V'lomer lo v'lomidi, and he didn't say anything. Right? He was quiet about this. About this whole zach. Rabbi Ami Ravasi al v'cholfi b'shuka de Tveria, and also Rabbi Ami Ravasi were going through the market in Tveria. Chazi anach de kaimei tinri tinri. They saw these lungs that were full of very large blisters, like stone-like blisters. Rashi says smechem gedolim mikinadi ukavar hukshu kisela. They became hard like a rock. Veiluin osan amitzuin bebehemos shalanu bereya. This is where they found the animals within the lungs. Vein marein doma lereya. It doesn't look like a lung. Ela domin kemare. Mugla, v'lav hainu atum bereya, the atum ain sham tzemach, v'einu mishtana min areya, ela she'en ola b'neficha. Right, so they saw these lungs, they're full of these large stone-like blisters. V'lom elumidi, they didn't say anything. They became really, really hard, like a rock, this whole shtickle, and she says that they were found in the lungs of the animals at the time, and they're not the color of the lung, but the color of pus. It's not the same case of like something that's blocking that we saw earlier, because in the case of that's not a case of growth in the lung, but rather something which is messing up the lung itself, which doesn't inflate. Flomin Lomidi didn't say anything. Itmar. Itmar. Machat Shinim says Pereya. Let's say you find that there's a needle inside of the lung. Rashi says Ve'ena Reya Nukuva Mibachutz. There's a hole in the outside, no hole. Ve'ena Reya Ruach Yotzim, and the Ruach's not coming out of it. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, Machshir, they Machshir. Rabbi Yehoshu, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Mani, Bar Patish, Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim Tarfi. They said that it is going to be a tereif. Okay, lema balkamithli. Should we say that this is what they're arguing over? The Ma'aser v'chisaron, mebefnim shirichisaron. One says this tereif is a chisaron. Something lacking the inside is already a lacking. Rashi says Shabar zel ochel abasar svivo sav ke sheshoe sham umachsero. When you put the stuff over there, it ends up messing things up. This metal needle that's been in the lung for a long time eats away at the lung tissues around it, and it makes it a treifa. The other one says, no, that's not called a chisar. Not going to make it a treifa. It's going to be actually kosher. Says Mar Lo, everyone knows that a chisar on the inside is not considered a chisar. That's what they're arguing over. Mar Saver, simpona nakat vasai. One holds that we assume that the needle took the simpona, the vascular root, and came into the lung that way. So there's no reason to assume that it punctured the outer membrane of the lung. We assume that the needle came into the lung through getting puncturing the digestive tract in the lung, which would make the animal trefa for both of those things. Rashi says, Nakuvi nakiv derech haveshetva, bov nechna she'en derech hakanon levloa, v'nakva es hadakin v'yotza, one says it's ripping through things, and one says it went smoothly through, and the other says no, it's ripping through things, everyone's going to be a trefa. Hahu hahi story time. There was a needle that was found in a cut part of the lung. After they cut it up, they already cut it up already, so you can't check by inflating it to see what the story is. They're putting in warm water, right? So what happened in this Mayim Pilshim? They found the needle. I see it coming to Ravami. They brought it in front of Ravami. Savar lachshir. You wanted to say that it's mutter. I said because Savar simpona nakat v'chisarn mibefnim lush mechisarn. It came through, you know, the body through the it took a nice little root there, didn't puncture anything, and that the lacking in the inside is not called the lacking. Esri Rav Yirmiyah. So Rav Yirmiyah came against him. Vitam Rav Zirika hareish anikfa shachasra. If a lung was punctured, or let's say it's lacking, the animal's a trefa. My chaser, what does it mean when it says it's lacking? Ilim v'chutzu, they say it's talking about on the outside, a piece of the lung's outer surface was missing over there. Hainu nikva, and that's the case of it was punctured. Doesn't make sense for the Mishnah to say a punctured lung and a deficient lung like two separate things. Elav mibifnim must be talking about from the inside. And therefore, kum tacholis, it comes out to say that if it's lacking the inside, it's considered lacking, then it should be a treifa. How could you mark this animal's lung when you find a needle inside? Now, no, Rami didn't makshir, he just suffered lakshir. He wanted to makshir, but he didn't actually go ahead and to do it. So what happened? Hadar shadru l'kamed rav Yitzchak Nafcha. They went ahead and they sent it, this lung, to be brought in front of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha to pass on what's going on. And Rashi points out, not because of that question Rav Yirmiyah from Rav Mishnah, the Ravami held back from saying that it's mutter. Because we can knock it out by explaining the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about an external thing, and he says that this deficiency is going to make it a trefa, even according to Rav Shimon, who holds that an ordinary puncture does not make it animal trefa if the puncture doesn't go through the bronchi. Rather, the reason why he didn't want to say that it's kosher is because there was supporting evidence of the lung is already cut, not showing any signs of a hole. That's the reason why he later said that actually it's trefa when he came back to him for a psak, like we're going to see. How does Yula come into Rav Yitzchak Nafcha? Savar lachshir. He also wanted to say that it's going to be good. Esri Rabbi Yirmi said v'itim Rav Zrika hareish and nikfa shechasra. But a mishnah says that the lung was punctured or is deficient. My chasra. What does that mean? He lima because you mean outside. I know nikfa. That's nikfa. Elav mifnim. What's mean inside? Shema menachisarn mifnim shrei chisarn. Same question we saw before. He didn't pass. And how does Shadru come into Ravami? They sent it back in front of Ravami. Vitarfa, and he said that it is treif. Like we're going to see why he said that. Amar lei. So the Talmidim said v'har rabbanim machshrei, but the rabban, I mean Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, Chanina, they matter the case of a needle that's found in the lung, like we found at the beginning of the Gemara, and we should go according to them. Why are you saying that? Right? Rashi says the leel machshrei Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, Rav Chanina. Amar lehen, right? He said hein echshiru sheyodin meizetam echshiru. They mattered it on the basis of what they understood of why they mattered it. Rashi says, "Arei bus kol arei lefneim." That the whole rei came in front of him. Ula shleim, they saw it complete. Hilkach al karchach derech hakana nichnasa. Therefore, it made sense that it came from the kana, and that's why they said that it's actually something which is going to be good. They had all that in front of them at the time. Anan meizat tam nachshir. How are we going to nachshir? We don't have anything in front. It's already cut up. We don't know. Tell me, avi rei, come on, minkava. Maybe if there's a lung in front of us, it actually would have a hole in it. Now she says, avi nukuva sherova nichnasim derech haveshet. Most thing it comes to the veshet, nichnasim v'beveshet nichnas v'adinikva. It comes in through the veshet. Maybe it came in through the veshet. For sure, there was a hole over there, and therefore it wouldn't be good. But we have no way of finding a thing that's good. So the Gemara now says, time or the lesser. The reason he said it's aser is the lung was not here intact, actually, to check it out to see what's going on. What's the mashmos? Ha'isa v'lo mikvah k'shera, but if it'd be in front of us and it wouldn't have a hole, right? It says, ha'isa l'reya v'lo mikvah k'shera, ha'mishum taima disimpom nukav'al. It came through the system, through the vascular system. When he named the derech simpon, ba'ari lobe simponos, nimtseis v'al karchach nikvah simpon, v'yatza l'basar, ha'reya v'amar v'nachman hay simpona de'imkiv trefa. So says, what do you mean? If ha'isa v'lo mikvah k'shera, it would have been good. What do you mean? Rav Nachman, and Rashi explained, hay simpona derea, in the case of the bronchial tube that was punctured, the inkviv, it's trefa, is a trefa. Where the needle is found inside a lung, if the needle didn't puncture the outer surface of the lung, it could only have gotten inside there through the bronchial tubes, and the needle had to have punctured through the bronchial tube and gotten through into the lung tissue, and the animal should have been trefa manavshach, like Rav Nachman Paskins. How could you have said, like, only because we had it in front of us, but if we had it in front of us, then maybe it would have been kosher. Either way, it would have been no good. So it's the Gemara, and for the Gemara, Hahu lechaveiro itmar. That, if there's a hole in the bronchial tube, that it's going to make it a trefa, is only if it's not surrounded by lung tissue. If it's surrounded by lung tissue, so then it seals off that hole. But if it's next to chaveiro, another bronchial tube, so then they're too close to each other to be able to seal it off, that's, you're not going to have the tissue sealing off, therefore that's going to be the trefa. That's good, but if it would be that the needle got through the bronchial tube and then it was connected, but it was by the lung tissue, then there's not going to be an issue. Says the Gemara, hold on 1 second, the Amar of Nachman. Some more anatomy here. Hai hadura dekanta de inkiv lahade chavre meginale. In the case of a coil of the intestines, it's a kanta is one of the fatty parts of the bowel. And it's a permissible type of fat, which can be a good seal. So if you have a coil of the intestine that was punctured at the point that is lying flush against the adjacent coil, the second coil protects it. It seals the hole in the punctured coil, and the animal's out of trefa. So if you have a bronchial tube that's punctured at a point next to the second one, the second bronchial tube should be a seal, should seal the hole in the first one, and the animal should be kosher. So I could say if Nachman's going to say that the animal is a treif, even in that case, it's Nachman himself who says that it would work in other cases, it would close off things, and it should be good. Amar Ravashi, treifas kamadami ladadi, you're trying to compare one treif, a concept to another. How can you compare these two? Ein omrim betreifas zudom alzu. We can't say with different types of treifas, one is compared to the other. Sharei chotcha mikan umesa chotcha mikan v'chaya. You know, you can cut an animal over here and it dies. You cut over there and the animal lives. What do you mean? If you cut it, it died. So then if you cut it, it should die. If you cut it, it lives. If you cut it, it should live. It's just we find that one thing is a good seal by the intestines doesn't mean it's going to be a good seal when it comes to the bronchial tubes. Story time.
There was a needle that was found in the primary bronchial tube of a lung. The trachea at the base branches off to two primary bronchial tubes, which enter into the right and left lung. These bronchi, in turn, branch off into smaller tubes, which enter the lung's various subdivisions. So we found the needle in the primary bronchial tube of the lung. Asyua lekameh derabanan trofai. They brought the lung before the rabbis who had paskin that the animal is a trefa in the original case of our discussion. She says, "Hanach Rabbanan del El, Rabbi Mani, v'Rish Lakish, Rav Shimon, the Trier Tarfi, l'machashim sebrea, lo amru ba, lo iser v'lo heter." In this case, they didn't say that it's aser or that it's mutter, and we'll see why they didn't do that. Heter lo amru ba kishmetayu. They didn't say it's mutter in reference because it goes going through their own teaching in the Gemara above that the needle found in the lungs is going to make it into a trefa. Rashi says, right, the mechaski reusa misfeka the cheshinin shamadar chaveshet nichlasa tchila v'nikva keres odakim v'yatsa. Made some of the hole and it came out. It's an anomaly, lo amru ba, but I still don't want to answer it, because Kevin did simpona rabish, since it was found in the primary bronchial tube, ema simpona nukavise. We could say that the needle took the vascular route and came into the lung that way. If the needle came in through the digestive tract, right, so okay, then it goes through the lung, then it's highly, you know, it's hard to say it's going to get the bronchial tube, but if it came in through the trachea, so then it would be very natural for the needle to have lodged in the primary bronchial tube because of the strong likelihood the needle came in through the trachea. Therefore, couldn't say that it was us or either. So they didn't paskin on such a case. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.